Skanos, Sego Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. The Six Nations elected council may be looking at raising certain costs associated with lands and membership. During the elected council general finance meeting on December 19th, Councillor Greg Fraser mentioned that he and other councillors had had a short meeting with lands and membership. And from that meeting, he was now making the suggestion that council consider increasing costs associated with blood quantum and family tree requests.
What I was just going to put forth is that we consider two things. One is maybe increasing some of the fees for the blood quantum and, of course, the family tree requests. I know they're swamped over there with these requests. I know they're important for working in the U.S., and actually it was one of their suggestions that we consider, but maybe keeping the renewal pretty much the same fee. I don't know what the amount would be for the increase, but I thought that maybe council should look at that. The other I would say a talking point that came up is that, you know, we really have to gain complete control of our membership and regulations.
His comments were echoed by Nathan Wright.
I totally agree, Craig, in terms of the work. And also just, I really enjoyed the passion of our staff as it relates to this issue, because they know the ins and outs of it, and they've been a part of this for so long. And back to Greg's point, let's go down the path of determining our own citizenship, because Canada has messed this up over and over again with their colonial tools. And I know they're trying to correct it with their colonial tools, but you can't correct something that you made colonial by using colonial tools. We have to go back to our inherent, the inherency of our peoples and working on that front. And I think this is contributing only to this kind of pretend Indian conversation that's out there across the nation, right? Because of the lax rules and the colonial approach that has taken as it relates to our citizenship.
Councillor Melba Thomas, who was also part of the meeting, stressed the workload being placed on the limited staff over at the lands office.
Yes, it was very informative but very discouraging to hear that the staff are doing so much work with very little staff. So we have to look very seriously at building that capacity so they can do their work. You're going to have burnout. It's a wonder we haven't had that so far. For example, it's only Ken and one other person that is in his office.
And elected Chief Mark Hill agreed with the comments made and questioned why they were not moving forward instead of involving Indigenous Services Canada.
I agree. I think it's time, you know, and we've already went through the exercise, you know, with the citizenship code. Obviously, we've seen the notice that we received from ISC. And I think that's something that, again, I don't know why we continue to ask for approval. I think we should just move forward with what we got to do for our people and continue to do that important work.
The topic may be discussed at the elected council retreat in January of 2023. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.